Okay. So our topic for today is the din of Sanhedrin Nohagas Bein Baretz Bein Bechutz Laretz. The primary sugya is in Makos Daf Zayin, but it comes up in our sugya in Sanhedrin Yedalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara there had said that Smicha is Noheg Dafka in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says ain't Smicha Bechutz Laretz. And the Gemara there immediately says, what do you mean? We know that Sanhedrin is Nohagas Bein Baretz Bein Bechutz Laretz. Okay, so it's a very surprising jump in the Gemara. The Havmina was to interpret that when we say it, Smicha is not Noheg in Chutz La'aretz, it means that there's no din of a Sanhedrin in Chutz La'aretz. Right? That was the Havmina of the Gemara. So the first thing we have to ask here is what's the relationship between the din of Smicha itself and the din of Minui Sanhedrin, of actually appointing the judges and settling them in different cities. So here we have a number of Mekoros that speak to this connection. For example, the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos, Mitzvah Kuf Ayin Vav, in the Mitzvah of Minoy Sanhedrin, the Rambam says that Minuyim Elu are only in Eretz Yisrael, and the rationale for that seems to be because Smicha itself is limited to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, this is implied in the Rambam in Kuf Ayin Vav. It's explicit in the Sefer Achinoch in Mitzvah Taf Tzadi Aleph, that again, the Mitzvah of Minoy Sanhedrin is restricted to Eretz Yisrael because Smicha is restricted to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, now you might have said that one doesn't imply the other. You might have said they're two separate dinim. You could have smicha only in Eretz Yisrael, but there's still a mitzvah of hoshavas dayanim in Chutz La'aretz, just as a restriction that the smicha has to be done in Eretz Yisrael. But both the Rambam and the Sefer Achinuch seem to infer from the fact that smicha is limited to Eretz Yisrael that mele the mitzvah of minu dayanim has to be limited to Eretz Yisrael also. Okay, so this speaks to a very strong connection between the two concepts. Rav Yochanan Fishel Perlau in the Azharos Chelek Aleph. Those are the mitzvos that are not counted as separate in the minyan ha-mitzvos. So he says that the Rambam knew to make this leap between smicha to minyan dayanim because maybe the chalos of smicha will only be effective when it has a purpose. Okay, so if smicha doesn't have a purpose, then it won't be effective. So you can infer from the fact that smicha applies only to Eretz Yisrael, that in Mela, the mitzvah of Hoshavas Dayanim is only there. Okay, so he's just basically explicating the assumption of the Rambam in Sefer Achinuch that the whole purpose of smicha is in order to facilitate Mina Dayanim. Okay, if there's no Mina Dayanim, then in Mela, there's not going to be any mitzvah of smicha. A third interesting makor that seems to take a stance on the relationship between smicha and Mina Dayanim is Ar Gemara on Daf Yedalet Amud Aleph. It's a diuk. Not sure how persuasive it is. The Gemara there tells a story that Reb Zera didn't want to accept smicha, and the Gemara says it's because he didn't want to accept the ol harabanos. Right? He didn't want to accept the official position that it entailed. Okay, now you might have said, well, why does one entail the other? I let him accept the smicha, he'll become a musmach, and let him still shy away from the rabanos. Right? Rashi there quotes the Mishnah of Harchik min harabanos shemekaveres es. Mikaver says Balaal. But the implication from this Gemara is that along with accepting smicha is ipso facto the acceptance of the position of the Rabbanos. Okay, so you might say that embedded in the story again is this principle that smicha entails the position of being a dayan or a leader. Okay, so maybe we'll come back to this a little bit at the end of the Chazar Shir. Another makar that seems to take a stance on this, okay, and here it's only in the Havmin of this makar, is the Me'iri in our sugya says that the nismach is able to give smicha. Anybody who receives smicha could give smicha to another party. Afa pisha lo yasha b'sanhedrin. Even though he never actually sat in a sanhedrin. Okay, so you might say that you see lahalacha, the Me'iri is disentangling the two of them. Right, you could give smicha even though you never had the office. But the havamina here seems to be that in order to be a bar samcha such that you could give it over, is the requirement that you actually sat in the office of a Sanhedrin. Okay, you served as a dayan. So at least in the Havmin and the Me'iri, you seem to have this idea that in order to be a bar samcha, you have to have the status of a dayan. Anybody have a different interpretation of the Me'iri?
Isn't that line also in the Rambam? That line's also in the Rambam.
Rambam has that?
Yeah.
Even though you never sat in a Sanhedrin? Okay, so that's the Me'iri you got it from. Pirshim Shnayis or in Mishnah Torah? Yeah, he says that?
So.
Okay. You have the Lashon? says, good, we could check the maftech in the back and see if anybody has a good hasbara. Okay, we'll check soon. There's one final source that also takes a stance on this connection. The Gvuras Ari in Makos on Daf Zayin, the Mishnah there said, Sanhedrin is noheges bein baretz bein b'chutz laretz. The Gvuras Ari says, what's the havamina? Right, only mitzvos atluyos baretz are limited to Eretz Yisrael dafka. Sanhedrin, which is a mitzvah, which is mutal ala guf, nothing to do with the land of Eretz Yisrael, what's the havamina in the Gemara that should be limited to Eretz Yisrael? So he says, that's because the pasuk there says b'sharecha. Shoftim v'shochim chitim l'cha b'chol sharecha. So maybe sharecha implies dafka Eretz Yisrael. Kamashman from the Gemara that we say b'chol moshev seichem or l'dor seichem, which extends it outward. Okay, but the havamina limited to Eretz Yisrael is because exeris l'kasuv b'sharecha. But you might have said, and this is implied kimat explicitly in our sugya in the Bavli, that you might have thought it's limited to Eretz Yisrael because the din of smicha is limited to Eretz Yisrael. Exactly as the Rambam in the Sefer Achinuch inferred. You don't have to come on to the Gzeres HaKasa B'Sharecha. Since Smicha is limited to Eretz Yisrael, so the Gemara thought that the whole concept of Sanhedrin also is. Kamash Malan, Dilo. Kamash Malan, they could paskin even in Chutz La'aretz. Okay, so these are five Mekoros that seem to take a stance that there's a very strong connection between the concept of Smicha and the appointment of the Sanhedrin itself.
And the Rambam.
Is the same Lashon?
Afilu?
Okay, that's the mirror you got it from. Okay, so we have to check the maftech, see if anybody says anything interesting. Okay, so now we move to the second thing I want to discuss. The concept itself of Sanhedrin nohagas bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. Okay, what does this mean that Sanhedrin applies in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz? The Gemara in Makos and Dav Zayin Amud Aleph learns this from Bisharecha Ata Moshev. The Gemara in Makos Dav Zayin has Gzeres HaKasov. Bisharecha Ata Moshev V'chol Plach U'Plach. The strongest reading of this Gemara, the most restrictive, is that of the Meiri there. According to his Girsa, there's a mitzvah of Minu Dayanim in Eretz Yisrael. There's no mitzvah of Minu Dayanim B'chlal in Chutz La'aretz. Right? Bisharecha Ata Moshev V'chol Plach U'Plach V'chol Yir. And b'chutz la'aretz i'ata moshe b'chol plach v'i'ata moshe b'chol yir v'yir. Okay, so there's only a concept of dayanim in Eretz Yisrael. There's no concept of hoshavas dayanim in chutz la'aretz at all. What then do you do in a case where you have a fight between two litigants? How do you adjudicate that in chutz la'aretz? So here the Ramban in Devarim, when he's quoting the Rambam as having the same position as the Meiri, the Rambam also holds that there's no din of hoshavas dayanim in chutz la'aretz. The Ramban gives two suggestions. And the first suggestion is that whenever you have an argument, so you just establish an ad hoc bezdin to adjudicate. Okay, so it's not that there's no concept of bezdin which applies in the Chutz La'aretz, it's just that there aren't permanent batei dinim kvuim in the ayaros. But if you have a machlokes, so then you initiate some sort of bezdin to judge. The second suggestion of the Ramban is that you actually all go to Eretz Yisrael to adjudicate the case. Okay? Now, if you read the Ramban carefully, it seems that the Ramban's distinction, which determines when you go to Eretz Yisrael and when you could form an ad hoc bezdin, according to the Ramban, is that left up to the litigants themselves? Either or? Does anybody see the Ramban? I know we're going back already before Sukkos, before Yontif. So I think the Ramban is pretty clear that if there's a bezin in Eretz Yisrael, then there's a chiyuv that the litigants have to go to Eretz Yisrael to adjudicate. And it's dafke if there's no bezin in Eretz Yisrael, then there's a heter to make an ad hoc bezin on Chutz La'aretz. Okay, so you might say that if you take this reading of the Ramban, then maybe part of the mitzvah, either you could say that mishpat is limited exclusively to Eretz Yisrael, ideally. Right? If there's a bezin in Eretz Yisrael, you have to go there. Or you could say that there's some parallel here to like almost like being Ola Regel, where you have to go up during the Regalim. There's a Chiyuv that Din forces you to go up to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, it like brings people into Eretz Yisrael in order to adjudicate their cases. You might relate this halacha to another halacha that's found in that Mishnah in Makos and Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, that we're not soser the Din of a Bezdin in Chutz La'aretz, because you can't just go from one Bezdin to another Bezdin. But if you go from a bezin in Chutz La'aretz, that paskin for you, to Eretz Yisrael, the bezin in Eretz Yisrael is able to be soser the din of the bezin in Chutz La'aretz. Okay, so you might say that there's almost like a parallel here. The Ramban saying whenever you have a din, you have to go to Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah is almost saying that if you want an appeal on your court case, the only way to do that is to go up to Eretz Yisrael to have it re-adjudicated over there. Okay, so maybe there's some sort of parallel.
Where did you say that in the Ramban? What was the lesson in the Ramban?
Do you have his lesson in front of you? What is Bismana? Oh, that's what you think it meant? Bismana?
Yeah. So we just wanted to be sure.
If it's not around the time of Lila Regal, then, you know.
Say what?
If it's not around the time of Lila Regal, it's not practical.
So it's like a Rebbe Chai and the Benezra addressing, like, is it enough just to have people both?
Right. How do you think Bismana just means in the time of the Lila Regal?
I guess they're mostly showing me when they address that.
What were you saying it meant?
I think he meant that if there are Bate Dinim in Eretz Yisrael, Bismana, that there's a time when there's a... How does he preface the whole discussion?
What does it mean? What's the makom hamishpat? It's the makom hamishpat. It's the meaning he's talking about.
Yeah, wherever there's Sanhedrin. Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim is the makom hamishpat.
No, I mean, all of Eretz Yisrael is makom hamishpat. Right? Yerushalayim is operative in all of Eretz Yisrael, not just Yerushalayim.
Specifying
the makom hamishpat. No, that's my point. He's specifying the makom hamishpat, and he's seemingly talking about this man by the other way.
Why? You think there's a chiyuv in that case to be adjudicated by the Bezin HaGadol?
I don't think you think that there's a chiyuv.
It means Yerushalayim, you go up to Yerushalayim.
I think he's talking about in practice, but I think we can agree that he's not calling all of Eretz Yisrael makom hamishpat.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Much. You have to check. Sometimes they say like Ir HaTzedek is Yerushalayim, which is all of Yerushalayim, Lav Dafka, the Mikdash itself. But I'm not sure. How does he begin that discussion?
He just said,
so there's no mitzvah to Moshe ben Chutz Laretz. Jim Bismana means Dalila Rego. Okay, that wasn't my interpretation. I thought he meant that Bismana means that if there's a Bezin in Shalim, then you have to go up there. Okay. I'll have to double check that. Anybody else? Anybody read it my way? No? Yeah, Kier?
Bismana does mean what you're saying. Where do you get that there's a Chiyuv? That's the preferred option. You just read it as an O.
Right, because Bismana, then you would go up. Bismana, then you'd go up to Eretz Yisrael.
Bismana, you have two options.
Mm-hmm. I thought he was saying that either you adjudicate it here, or if it's Bismana, then you go up to Yerushalayim. Not that you have both of those options.
The second one were the preferred option. You should have said it first, and then if that's unavailable, you go for the
Okay, I have to check. I thought the Ramban was saying that Torah is talking to Bnei Yisrael in Chutz Laretz, right? He's saying Shoftim Veshotrim, and this Chiyuv only exists once you come to Eretz Yisrael, and that's how the Ramban started the piece. And then he says, aye, so what do you do before you come to Eretz Yisrael? So then it's just whenever you have a fight, you establish an ad hoc court. Or Bismana, once you're already in Eretz Yisrael, so then you adjudicate in Makom HaMishpat.
It doesn't say, oh, Bismana, this. It says, oh, this, Bismana.
I don't know. I think you could still qualify that. You could still qualify and say, if it's Bismana, then you have to do this, even if he says Bismana after the... Okay, let me recheck the Ramban, see if he says that. Okay, so we have one strong shita here. The Meiriyu holds there's no mitzvah of yeshivas dayanim in Chutz Laretz at all. It's dafka in Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban in Devarim quotes the Rambam as having a similar shita. The Ramban proposes within that shita two ways that you'll adjudicate. Either you have an ad hoc bezin whenever you have a fight between two litigants, or they go to Eretz Yisrael and they adjudicate there. And then you have machlokas here, if you want to take my read, that when you have a bismana, when there's a bezin in Eretz Yisrael, then you have a chiyuv to adjudicate there. Okay, no one here is sympathetic to that reading of the Ramban? Is that the impression that I'm getting? Okay, so. What? Okay. I'll have to look into this more precisely. Good. A second interpretation of this concept of Noheges Baretz Uvechutz Laretz is the simple girsa that we have in our Gemara, the girsa that most Rishonim have. Is that in Eretz Yisrael you have a chiyuv to be memane batei dinim b'chol ir v'ir b'chol plach u'plach, and Chutz Laretz you only have a chiyuv b'chol plach. Okay, so which means not in every city, but every province you have to establish a bezdin. The assumption here is that the province is more general than the ear. There's one variation on this idea, the Radvaz within the Rambam. He suggests that in Chutz La'aretz you have a choice to either set up a bezdin b'chol ear or to set it up b'chol plach. Okay, so according to this read, there's certainly a qualitative difference between the Batei Dinim in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. The question is whether it's because in Chutz La'aretz you only have plach or because in Chutz La'aretz you have a choice between plach and ear. Now here you might say that unlike the first daya, or like the first view which I was saying earlier, the point is that really the din functions exclusively in Eretz Yisrael. Perhaps the idea here is like we suggested from what the Rishonim were medayik from the Smichas Parshios of being Ola L'Regel and the din of Minu Dayanim. There the Rishonim said that it's not enough that you have a court system, but in order to establish a flourishing, peaceful society, you have to have Batei Dinim that are efficient, ready to adjudicate at any moment. So you might say that mitzvah of creating a flourishing society with an efficient Batei Din system, that's limited to Eretz Yisrael, where you have to create a robust Jewish society. But in Chutz La'aretz, it's enough if you could prevent chaos by having a court to judge every now and then. Okay, so that's sufficient to say b'chol plach, u'plach, or b'chol ir v'ir. Okay, but in Eretz Yisrael, it has to be more efficient. Okay, because you have a higher aspiration, not just to prevent chaos, but to create like a peaceful society. There might be an alternative interpretation for this tzad. The ritva in Makos, again, here we could have a big machlokas about whether my reading is legitimate as well. The ritva in Dav Zayin here seems to say that the Batei Din B'chol Ir judges the inhabitants of the city. The Batei Din of the Plach adjudicate between two cities. Okay, so it sounds they're done Bein Ayaros. Okay, so the one way of reading that is just to say that they judge the provinces that fall in the interstices of the city. Okay, so that means they, you'd say like in America, they judge like all the people who live between New York and LA. Right, people who don't live in cities, like they're adjudicated by this Batei Din of the Plach. Okay, that's one way of reading it. So it means people who live in the towns, not in the big cities. But a stronger reading of that ritva might be that a Batei Din shel a plach is responsible of adjudicating when there's a machlokes between two cities. Okay, not a machlokes stam between litigants within a city, but when there's a machlokes between two different jurisdictions. Okay, it's like we say in the United States that the Supreme Court has jurisdiction over a machlokes between two different states. Right? So if that's the case, what?
City versus intercity.
Right. It means if machlokes between two cities, not a machlokes that falls amongst and people who live between two cities. Right. So if this is the case, you might say for the Ritva that here you have a fundamental difference between the court system of Eretz Yisrael and the court system of Chutz La'aretz. The court system of Eretz Yisrael is supposed to have responsibility over every individual. So you have to judge the people who live in every city. Every yachid has almost a court waiting for him. But in Chutz La'aretz, you might say that the only entity that's subject to Batei Dinim is an ear itself. Okay, or take maybe like a more modern analogy, you'd say that a community is adjudicated by a Bezdin. So there have to be Batei Dinim that adjudicate, that are established to judge between communities. But for each Yachid, so there, if you have Machlokas, then you establish an ad hoc court. Okay, but the Batei Din system in Eretz Yisrael is meant to accommodate for every Yachid. In Eretz Yisrael, where the community is more diluted, so then the Batei Dinim only recognize the communities themselves, not the Yechida. Okay, that's if you buy this read in the Ritva, so you might end up with this distinction between the way the court system works in Eretz Yisrael and the way it works in Chutz La'aretz. So these are the first two interpretations of the Gemara. Okay, either the Rambam Meiri, strong read, there are no Batei Dinim Kvuim in Chutz La'aretz, or this read of the other Rishonim, that there are Batei Dinim Kvuim in Chutz La'aretz, but only B'chol Plach, or either B'chol Plach or Kol Yer. A third Shita in the Rishonim in reading this Gemara is the Shita that the Rid quotes B'shem the Riyaz. Now what the Gemara means, that Noheges Bein Ba'aretz Bein B'chutz La'aretz, is simply that there are scenarios where there could be a Bezdin Kavu in Chutz La'aretz. Not that there are Batei Dinim Kavuim at the same time in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, but there are times when there'll be a Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael, and there are times when there'll be a Bezdin in Chutz La'aretz. So here the Rid suggests that Kol Zman, that there's a Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael, there's no Sanhedrin in Chutz Laretz. Dafka, when there's no Sanhedrin in Eretz Yisrael, then you could have a Sanhedrin in Chutz Laretz. Okay, so this I thought, according to what I thought was the reading of the Ramban, I thought the Rid is very parallel to that Ramban suggestion that the Makom Hadin is always in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so you can't have a Sanhedrin in Chutz Laretz, Kolzman that Eretz Yisrael has a Beis Din. You're always supposed to go up to Eretz Yisrael. You're Ola Regel, you're also Ola for Dinim. If Eretz Yisrael is Shmeima and there's no Batei Din, there's no Sanhedrin sitting in Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't mean that the whole system of jurisprudence has to fall apart. So then you could have it in, then you could have it also in Chutz Laretz. And then you could have it exclusively in Chutz Laretz. Okay, so the idea here is that Din, if Din is always supposed to be anchored in Eretz Yisrael, but if there's no Eretz Yisrael, then you could have Din that's established elsewhere. Okay, that's the Shita of the Tosos Rid, quoted in the Riyaz. The Riyaz is very unhappy with it, and he rejects it, but the Rid himself seems to entertain it. Good, so that's what I wanted to say on the concept of Sanhedrin Noheges Baretz of Chutz Laretz. Now I want to move to a third topic of analysis. It approximates or it runs parallel to this discussion of Sanhedrin itself being limited to Eretz Yisrael in a certain sense, or at least being anchored in Eretz Yisrael. This is the question of where are Dine Nefashos adjudicated? You might say this is a subclass of our earlier discussion. The most exotic shita on Dine Nefashos is the Sefer Achinuch in Mitzvah Mem Zayin. There he writes that Dine Nefashos are limited to Eretz Yisrael. Mitzvahs based in Lahamis Ha'ovrin, that's the name of the mitzvah. Mitzvah zu einenu heges ela b'Eretz Yisrael, she'ein don in Dine Nefashos ela b'Aretz. A big chiddush of the Sefer Achinuch. Such a big chiddush that the Minchas Chinuch says that this is clearly wrong, because we know that a Sanhedrin is nohages bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. So what does the Sefer Achinuch mean that Dine Nefashos are limited to Eretz Yisrael? Okay, it's very problematic. Sefer Achinuch is Sosar himself later on in Mitzvah Taf Tzadi Aleph, which is the mitzvah of Shoftim V'Shotrim, where he says that if a Bezdin received their smicha in Eretz Yisrael, then they could adjudicate Dine Knossos and Dine Nefashos in Chutz Laretz. So Sefer Achinuch is Sosar himself anyway. But in Mitzvah Mem Zayin, it sounds like Dine Nefashos are limited. He says that Dine Nefashos are limited to Eretz Yisrael. A second sheet on Dine Nefashos, put forth by the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Kufayin Vav. He says that Bezdin can only judge Dine Nefashos Bein Be'eretz, Bein B'chutz La'aretz, if the Beis HaBechira is Omid. Okay, so he's not restricting Dine Nefashos to Eretz Yisrael. He's simply saying that a necessary condition for Dine Nefashos to be adjudicated is that the Beis HaMikdash be standing. The Sefer Abatim, commenting on that Rambam, writes, Shebitzaras hazman v'hagalus ha'emes ne'ederes v'dine nefashos tzarech yishev adas. Okay, so it sounds like if you're in exile and the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, so everyone is upset, and when you're upset, it's harder to ascertain the level of certainty which is required for Dine Nefashos. Okay, so you need the Beis HaMikdash. According to the Sefer Abatim, it's because the level of certainty that comes with the Yishuv Adas of living Shri and Alad Masam. Does anybody know a parallel concept that we find that goes away with the Churban based on Mikdash because of Yishuv Adas? What? Okay, so this is a function of Simcha. You don't have Yishuv Adas because you... What? Maybe music. I don't know if it's a function of Yishuv Adas or is they not allowed to be Yishuv Simcha. Raman Mor Nevuchim says explicitly that the reason why Nevuah was lost after the Churban is because in order to have Nevuah, you have to have Yishuv Adas. And nobody in B'nai Yisrael had Yishuv Adas after the Churban HaMikdash. So we lost. So you say that Nevuah was lost in a similar way that Sefer Abatim is saying that this notion of MS for Dine Nefashos is lost. A third shita on the restrictions of Dine Nefashos is put forth by the Ritva and Makos and Davzayin Amar Aleph. This is a stronger reading than the Rambam. The Rambam simply said that you need the base of Mikdash to be Kayim. According to the Ritva, you need the Sanhedrin Agdola to be present in the Lishchas Hagazis for them to be sitting there in order for you to have done Dine Nefashos. So it's not enough that you have the Beis HaMikdash being Kayim, you actually need the Bezin to be sitting inside the Lishchas Hagazis. So here it seems that you need some sort of like almost like a physical anchor that the whole system of Din be rooted in the Beis HaMikdash in order for it to be adjudicated even outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, this doesn't seem to be like what the Sefer Batim is saying, that it's about the level of Yeshiva Das. It just seems to be formally that you have to have the entire system in place, grounded in the Makom HaMikdash, in order to justify the Batei Dinim operating outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Is that intuitive to... Is that like an intuitive concept, that you need it to be grounded in the Makom HaMikdash in order to justify paskening even outside the Beis HaMikdash? That maybe is like an analogy. You could say that, you know, you could have, let's say, American courts that judge outside of the territory of the United States, so long as you have a system that's judging inside the U.S. But if you say the Supreme Court is disbanded and all the courts in the United States are disbanded, it's absurd to say that there are sovereign American courts that are operating in Chutz La'aretz. Right? In what sense are they American courts if they're not grounded in some sort of legal system that's flourishing here? Yeah, you think so?
Yeah.
I think the principle is just that you need there to...
America.
I'm not talking about Eretz Yisrael here. I'm talking about being grounded in the Makom HaMikdash.
On the Mikdash.
Yeah, I mean, what it sounds like here is that there's something unique to the Makom HaMikdash, as if that's like the sovereign place where Dinei Nefashos are adjudicated. Everything else is like an emissary, the shluchim of that Sanhedrin Lishkas Hagazis. I think that's the relevant analogy. Look, the Sefer HaBatim is disputing that interpretation. The Sefer HaBatim is saying no, it's simply about the existence of the Beis HaMikdash, because right? Then all of Klal Yisrael is Bishav Adas. The Ritva is saying that somehow the Beis HaMikdash, the Bezdin in the Beis HaMikdash, is the matir for these other things to work. And I'm saying the reason why that works is because these other Batei Dinim are like shluchim or emissaries of this fundamental Bezdin. I think that's what I'm saying, that you could only have extended territories if you have actual territories. Okay? Yeah.
Why?
So I say Dafka Dinei Nefashos is somehow grounded in the Sanhedrin of Lishchas Hagazis. Lav Dafka Dinei Knasos. No, because the distinction is that there are some legal cases where it's sufficient that you have a Shem Bezdin. That's true for Dinei Knasos. So any Sanhedrin could done Dinei Knasos. Dinei Nefashos, in principle, that's something that's given to Bezdin and Lishkas Hagazis inside the Beis HaMikdash. It's greater Ema, maybe, or greater, more connected to the Makom Mashchina. Now there's a din that, if they could do it, they could also extend that out to other Batei Dinim. So you're actually saying that there's what this whole halacha seems to show, Dinei Nefashos, the restriction of Dinei Nefashos shows that there's a different relationship for those kind of dinim than for Stam Dinei Knasos. The different models here are saying that distinction can be drawn in different ways. According to Sefer HaChinuch, Dinei Nefashos are limited to Eretz Yisrael. According to these other days, they're somehow limited to the Beis HaMikdash in different senses. Okay, good. That's what I wanted to say in Dinei Nefashos. So here you have a parallel limit to either Eretz Yisrael or to the existence of the Beis HaMikdash, or to the Sanhedrin HaGadol sitting inside the Beis HaMikdash itself. So here we move to a fourth topic of discussion, which again runs parallel to the earlier two. That Smicha is limited to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so we saw that maybe Sanhedrin, Minoy Sanhedrin is limited to Eretz Yisrael, that in some sense Dinei Nefashos is limited to Eretz Yisrael, or to Mikdash. And now we're going to say that the concept of being masmich, of giving over the authority to judge, or the status of smicha, is limited to Eretz Yisrael also. This comes from our Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Yedalid. from Rashi on the Gemara, Rashi says the Gemara knows that the Somech has to be in Eretz Yisrael. That we know. Okay, so we know that in some sense Smicha has to be anchored in Eretz Yisrael. Has to come from Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says the question is only about the Nismach. Okay, Rashi reads that suffix and that question in the Gemara about the Nismach as a question of whether we could view the Nismach as being as if he's next to the Somech. Okay, so it sounds from Rashi almost. The Gemara knows that of course you need Smicha, the Somech, and the Nismach to be in Eretz Yisrael. The question is, can you virtually see the Nismach as being in Eretz Yisrael? Ke'ilu, he is Gabayu, if the Somech is standing there. Okay, so it sounds like from Rashi almost, that you need both the Somech and Nismach in Eretz Yisrael, just that there's a virtual way of seeing the Nismach as standing in Eretz Yisrael if he's Kaman de Gabayu. Okay, so clearly the concept of Smicha is grounded in Eretz Yisrael. The Yushalmi in Bikurim, in Parakim Alacha Gimel, so it says, how do we know that smicha is limited to Eretz Yisrael? So Bnei Yisrael yoshvin al admasam. Okay, they have to be yeshiva on their land, settled on their land. But the Yishalmi has a chiddush that you could give smicha to somebody al menas lachzor, okay, on condition that they are going to return to Eretz Yisrael. Here we have a machlokas how to interpret that chiddush of the Yishalmi. The simple pshat in the Or Sameach in Hilchos Sanhedrin Perek Dalet Halacha Vav says means that the nismach is standing in Chutz La'aretz right now. So he's living in Bavel. And the chiddush is that we're going to give him smicha even though he's in Bavel if he's going to come back to Eretz Yisrael. If he's going to stay in Bavel, he can't get smicha. If he's going to come back, he could get. So here you see very clearly that there's a value of concentrating smicha in Eretz Yisrael. Right, we don't want smicha. There's a chiddush that someone who's samach, let's say, could go to Chutz La'aretz or that will give smicha to somebody in Chutz La'aretz. But he has to return to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so it has to be for some finite amount of time to keep smicha in Eretz Yisrael. Or say to keep, you might say, if every samoch has to return to Eretz Yisrael, then mimelo, the whole concept of a Sanhedrin will be limited to Eretz Yisrael. Right, so we're keeping the court system within Eretz Yisrael.
Are they both in Bavel?
What?
Are they both in Bavel?
Just the Nismach. The Somech Avada has to be in Eretz Yisrael.
Even for the
Yishalmi. The Chiddush is the Nismach. Okay, so you'd say this is a way of making sure that the Sanhedrin stays in Eretz Yisrael. It's a condition in Smicha that you return. The Pnei Moshe goes further, and he says that we only give Smicha to somebody in Eretz Yisrael. I'll deny that he's going to return to Eretz Yisrael if he leaves. Okay, the Pnei Moshe reads the case in the Yushalmi as a case where we're being masmich somebody in Eretz Yisrael, and afal pichein, we write into his Smicha that he has to return to Eretz Yisrael if he leaves. So here you really see. Now here there's no problem in the Maisa Smicha, both in Eretz Yisrael, but there's a problem with letting Musmachim go into Chutz La'aretz. So we're really trying to keep Smicha in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. I would just say that you could maybe read the Or Sameach a little differently if you want to read Rashi into the Or Sameach. Rashi again said that the question in the Gemara is whether you could view the Nismach as Kiluiz Gabayhu of the Somech in Eretz Yisrael. So you might say you could only view him as if he's Gabayhu if he's going to return at some point. Manas Lachzor is a shear in viewing him virtually as if he's Omeid Gabayu of the Masmech. Okay, so you could read that into the, if you want to read Rashi into the Or Sameach. Again, the Or Sameach doesn't make any connection to Rashi. So why is Smicha limited to Eretz Yisrael? Okay, we know that it is from the Bavli and from the Yushalmi in different ways. But why is it limited to Eretz Yisrael? So here we have four Mahalchim, three of them from the Achronim. The Toras Chaim, writing in Sanhedrin Daf Yudalid, says, based off the Gemara in Moed Katan, since the Shechina is only Shor in Eretz Yisrael, so therefore, since Smicha is a form of giving from the Ruach Asher Alav to the Nismach, so this could only take place in the context of the Shechina of Eretz Yisrael. So it's about the Kedushas HaMakom. The Aruch HaShulchan in Choshen Mishpat Gimel Yud Beis has a similar idea. It's also about being in a Makom HaShechina. And he says, therefore, that since Moshe, when he was in the Midbar, it was before Eretz Yisrael became the Makom HaShechina, the Shechina was with Klal Yisrael traveling in the Midbar. So Moshe's Smicha worked for Yoshua, even though it's outside of Eretz Yisrael, since that camp of Bnei Yisrael was a Makom HaShechina. Okay. So the Aruch HaShulchan is parallel to Toras Chaim. He's just explaining how this could work even outside of Eretz Yisrael in the time of Moshe and Yeshua. The Sefer Abatim similar concept, but with a variation. So on that same mitzvah of Minoy Dayanim, he says, Kila Mailas Ha'aretz Yia Mailas HaYoshvimba. Okay, because in proportion to the stature of the land, so will be the stature of the people who live there. Now just, it's kind of striking to me that Sefer HaBatim seems to be saying that the real din of smicha being limited to Eretz Yisrael is that smicha is limited to inhabitants of Eretz Yisrael. Right, so if you take somebody from Eretz Yisrael and you, if you take somebody from Bavel and you fly him to Eretz Yisrael for a smicha ceremony, right, it sounds from the Sefer HaBatim that that really shouldn't work. Right, because the point of smicha being limited to Eretz Yisrael is that it should be limited to the Mailas HaYoshvim Ba'aretz. Okay, so you might say you have to have a status of someone who's Yoshev in Eretz Yisrael in order to justify this smicha. It's almost like a stature of the Gavra that he was raised in Eretz Yisrael. Of course, this is in the times of the Gemara when there was Chashivos to being raised in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know if it would apply Bisman as a Yishladim. Okay, so Sefer HaBatim seems to have an important chiddush on this notion of smicha being limited to Eretz Yisrael. It's a shir in the stature of the Gavra. In shir, we suggested a whole different way of interpreting the requirement of Eretz Yisrael for smicha. Okay, unlike the Toras Chaim, unlike the Aruch HaShulchan, unlike the Sefer HaBatim. Okay, I really shouldn't have listed the Sefer HaBatim together with the Aruch HaShulchan and Toras Chaim. Okay, the Aruch HaShulchan and Toras Chaim see it as a din in the Ketushas HaMakom of Shechina. I guess the Sefer HaBatim sees it about the stature of somebody living in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know if we necessarily connect that to the Ketushas HaMakom or the Shechina. So, I'm not sure about the Sefer HaBatim. I'm not sure how to classify the Sefer HaBatim exactly. Okay. But what I could say is that Sefer HaBatim definitely doesn't belong in the category of what we were going to explain in Shir. Okay, so in Shir we developed a whole alternative interpretation for the limitation of Smicha Teretz Yisrael. This is based off a concept that appears in the Gemara in Horios, that Kohol Sheb Eretz Yisrael Ikri Kohol. Okay, the only part of Bnei Yisrael that has the Shem Kohol, that they're considered to be the community of Bnei Yisrael, is the Bnei Yisrael that live in Eretz Yisrael. Now, I would just say, I think it's an important qualification that I think we shouldn't confuse the concept of Kohol Sheb Eretz Yisrael Ikri Kohol with the concept of Am Yisrael, per se. Okay, you might say that Am Yisrael has a shame Am Yisrael even in Chutz La'aretz, but within Am, there's a subset of Kohol, okay, which has different dinim than the din Am. Okay, so that's just an important ha'ara to keep in mind here. Yeah, you say that the kohol is like this is a trivial definition, but you'd say it's the kohol that's living on the land of it's the kohol that's in continental Eretz Yisrael. You think what's the chashivas of it?
It's also circular.
What?
It's also circular.
You're defining kohol in terms of kohol.
What?
I think he's upset that you're defining kohol.
Well, look, the word kohol is like the kehila, the community of Bnei Yisrael.
Yeah,
right, so you can say that Am is a national identity. Right, it's like an American citizen, you're a citizen no matter where you live. And then there's the Knesset, there's a community of Americans, a community of Jews. In order to have a status of a community, you have to be living in Eretz Yisrael. Now you're saying that just begs the question, so what's the difference between a community and a nation?
No, I mean, I just don't think that Am Yisrael really doesn't seem to be about citizenship. Right? Because an Am is a nation.
It's automatically a nation. Right? So you're automatically a member of Bnei Yisrael. And the question is, do you think there's some sort of...
It's just a group of citizens, and there's something more to a community.
Right.
People living together.
Yeah, a kohol. Now, I'll say halachically, that's associated with specific halachos. Egla Rufa may be certainly Parham Dabar Shal Tzibor, Smicha. There aren't so many halachos that are associated with the Shem Kohol. But I would just say intuitively that is there a chisaron in the Shem Am Yisrael that's living in Galus?
The Harim says there is.
What?
The Harim says
he says that you say not considered Am Yisrael in that Lashon?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You have the Lashon there that says that?
Yeah.
Okay, I think it's important.
That's the name of my book.
Okay. I think we have to find clear nafkamina between the Shem Am and the Shem Kal. I'll just say, if you look at the Pesukim, it's clear that we say Hayom Hazeh Niyesa La'am even before Knisa La'aretz. So if you want, and like the Mefarshim, for example, speak about different degrees of becoming Am Yisrael. So it's like once we left Mitzrayim, and once we received the Torah at Har Sinai, it's like Hayom Hazeh Niyesa La'am is like almost like at Matan Torah became an Am. Right? It says in the Pesukim of Otsesi Vitzalti Vigalti Vilakachti, so Vilakachti Lilam, the Ramban says Matan Torah. That's like the Makopatish of the Shem Am. So what happened in Aknisa Laretz? Not like the Haredim over there are saying that it's the creation of the Shem Am, but it's an added level of a Shem Kahal that was created. So I think we have to do more, but I think it's important chiluk to keep in mind. Okay, so Kali Sol Sheberet Yisrael Ikri Kahal. So the Gemara in Horio says it's Lagabi Parham Davashel Tzibor. Okay, that if Rov Kali Yisrael were Chote Al Pi the Psak of the Sanhedrin, so the din is that they're potter from a carbon, and only the Sanhedrin brings a carbon for them. So the Gemara there says that we define Rov Kahal, Rov B'nai Yisrael, based off B'nai Yisrael that are living inside Eretz Yisrael. That's Kal Sheber Eretz Yisrael Lek Rikal, and Kal Sheinaber Eretz Yisrael Lek Rikal. I'll just point out further that I don't know if we want to throw Tzibor into the mix. But it's definitely a shame Tzibor that's outside of Eretz Yisrael. So now we have to figure out if Tzibor is in the Am, because it ain't a Tzibor Mesim. So if all of Klal Yisrael are Chayev Karban Chatos, so we say that doesn't have a din of Chatos Shemesu by Lel, even if that whole generation dies. Because like the Tzibor of Klal Yisrael is permanent. So that's clearly not totally on the Shem Kahal. So we have to figure out where they go. Okay, so either way, we know that there are, so there's a separate concept of Kal Sheber Eretz Yisrael Ikri Kahal. Now, what we suggested here in Shir is that Legabe, this din of Kal Sheber Eretz Yisrael Ikri Kahal, we have to ask which boundaries of Eretz Yisrael are considered. Okay, where do we define the Eretz Yisrael in Kal Sheber Eretz Yisrael Ikri Kahal? So here the Rav pointed to a few halachos in the Rambam. Firstly, the Rav pointed out that with respect to smicha, the Rambam paskins that smicha is noeg in Eretz Yisrael within the boundaries of Kibush Yehoshua. Okay, so in Perek Dalet Halacha Vav, the Rambam says you have all of the boundaries of Ole Mitzrayim to give smicha. Okay, so Nosa Kalim already asked, how does the Rambam know this? Right, if we say Kedusha Rishona was Batel, why not say that Eretz Yisrael is limited to the boundaries of Kedusha Shnia, okay, which is Eina Batela? The Kedusha of Ole Bavel. This is already asked by the Nosei Kalin. The Rav pointed to another halacha on the Rambam, in Rotzeach Perakit Halacha Aleph. With respect to Egla Rufa, the Rambam says that it's Noeg in Eretz Yisrael and in Eber HaYardin. The Rav just says that in Kibush Bavel, in Kedusha Shnia, they didn't conquer Eber HaYardin. So again, how does the Rambam know to apply Egla Rufa to the boundaries of Ole Mitzrayim and not to limit them to the boundaries of Ole Bavel? Okay, why is Rambam more expansive? The Rav brought one other makar to distinguish between the different boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. The Yushalmi has a raya that a bezdin could be kovei al Rosh Chodesh inside Chutz Laretz if lo eniach kemosim b'Eretz Yisrael. The Yushalmi brings this proof from the Nevi'im who after the Churban were metakein the Chodesh in Galus. The Minchas Chinuch asks on this raya from the Yushalmi, what kind of a raya is it from the Nevi'im who are metakein the Chodesh after the Churban? After the Churban, the entire Kedusha HaSaaretz was batel. And if the Kedusha HaSaaretz is batel, there's no distinction between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz. There's no distinction between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz. Of course the Bezdin in Chutz Laretz could be metakein the Chodesh. So how could you bring that as a raya for a case that if there is a bezin in Eretz Yisrael, that then a bezin shaloch niach kemosam could be metakin in Chutz Laretz? So the Rav's answer is very simple. Okay. It's almost trivial. Is that you have to distinguish between Kedushas Eretz Yisrael and the Shem Eretz Yisrael. Okay, obviously you could see that this is almost trivial from the fact that there were dinim of Eretz Yisrael that applied even before Kibush of B'nai Yisrael in the times of Yeshua. Right? The Ramban says, for example, the Avos kept the mitzvos in Eretz Yisrael Kodem Matan Torah, because the Chashivas of Eretz Yisrael, and that was before the Kibush Haaretz of Kedusha Rishona Kidsha L'Shaita. So clearly it has to be a Shem Eretz Yisrael independent of Kedusha Haaretz. Okay? But the Rav points out that the answer to all these three halachos is that these dinim depend, the din of Smicha and the din of Egla Rufa, those depend, and the din of Parlam Davar Shel Tzibor, those depend on the Shem Eretz Yisrael, not on the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, that's the Rav's chiluk. L'inyan Shem Eretz Yisrael, obviously we care about the borders of Kibush Mitzrayim. Yeah.
Why
What does it mean to have Shein or Eretz Yisrael without Kedusha?
It's called Eretz Yisrael.
Why is that inherently valuable or have any influence on something?
Things that are valuable without Kedusha. Tzitzis, Lechora, don't have Kedusha.
Right, except
they're valuable.
We generally assume that Israel and Eretz Yisrael and things associated with it are special because of the Kedusha affiliated with it. If there's no Kedusha, then it's just land.
You're betraying which sect of religious Zionism you belong to.
Is there inherent value to the ground in the absence of Kedusha? How can that...
Yeah, the answer seems to be explicitly yes. So how would you, what would you define that in terms of, if not of Kedusha Sakarka?
Yeah.
So a lot of different ways that you could draw a distinction. We quote the Aruch HaShulchan, who distinguishes between like Kedusha Sa'avir and like Kedusha Sakarka.
So much like a...
Right, so he wants to talk about it. He wants to talk about it in terms of Kedusha still.
Right.
I think a simpler way is to, you can talk about Kedusha, that's Batel. Like we say, Kedusha, Kedushana Kedusha Shaita, below Kedusha Salavo. You can also speak about other milos of the Makom that are not Talia and Kedusha. So if you want to speak like the Ramban Lator, you could say it's because Eretz Yisrael is governed directly by the Ashkach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not Alayde the Sarim.
Is that not related to Kedusha?
No. Why?
Okay.
You think that's the responsible for the Kedusha Zaretz?
I think it all plays together. And Kedusha is not one thing. It's a series of different things.
Yeah, I don't know if you have to speak about it in terms of Kedusha. The Rav sometimes says, Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem Elokecha. Like the chosen land. I think what we're going to suggest is even more mundane. Mundane in the prosaic sense that it's not taking recourse to Kedusha. Okay, so we'll cover that in 1 second. So this is the Rav's suggestion. Now, with just coming back to our sugya, okay, so the Rambam again paskins that smicha applies to all of Eretz Yisrael, okay, the original boundaries. The Kesef Mishnah asks, how does the Rambam know this? Or how do you know it applies to all of Eretz Yisrael? It says, oh, maybe from the din of Netilas Rishus. Okay, maybe because the Gemara says that if you're Notel Rishus to Paskin all of Eretz Yisrael, so you could Paskin even on the border, in the border cities. So thought maybe Kol Shekein that this means, maybe this implies even the boundaries of Ole Mitzrayim. Okay, Menchaz Chinach already asked, doesn't make any sense. It's just confusing the dinim of Smicha with the dinim of Netilas Rishus. The Or Sameach says that the Makar of the Rambam, the Or Sameach says the Makar of the Rambam is from the Yushalmi and Psachim, Perek Zayin Halacha Vav. The Yushalmi says that Leinian Parhalim Davar Shel Tzibor, we take the boundaries of Kibosh Yoshua. Okay. That just shifts the Kasha. How did the Rambam know that the Dinim of Smicha are contingent upon the Dinim of Parhalim Davar Shel Tzibor? And again, we could ask a further question on the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek HaMishnayis, when he talks about being re-mechadesh, the smicha bizmanazah, he says if you have askama of all of Klal Yisrael living in Eretz Yisrael, you could recreate smicha. And the Rambam says, we only care about Eretz Yisrael, Sheb Eretz Yisrael, because kol Sheb Eretz Yisrael, lik recall. Again, how did the Rambam know that the din of smicha is taloy on the din kol, which comes from Parlam Davar Shel Tzibor? Okay, so in two places the Rambam is connecting to halachos, even though there's no explicit makar. So we were suggesting in Shir is that the institution of smicha is something that is a function of this shem kahal of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, maybe the Rambam views smicha, the notion of being masmich dayanim, to preside over the kahal, is itself something that's an institution of the kahal of Eretz Yisrael. You could call it, maybe it's like a representation of the kahal, that the dayanim represent the interests of Klal Yisrael. Okay, parallel to what we said, that a Sanhedrin HaGadol is the representation of Bnei Yisrael in terms of certain dinim. So if you say that the mechayev, what underwrites smicha, is this kind of reshus that comes from representing all Bnei Yisrael, then it's intuitive that it should apply to the boundaries of Parham Davar Shel Tzibor. Because Parham Davar Shel Tzibor is another halacha which is determined by the Shem Kahal of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so that's our suggestion, why the Rambam thought to relate the din of Parhalim Davar Shel Tzibor, which is the din of the Shem Kahal, with the din of Smicha, because Rambam also thinks that Smicha is a function of the Shem Kahal of Eretz Yisrael. Okay? So according to this, the reason why Smicha is limited to Eretz Yisrael is not because of the Shechina that Shora in the land, okay, nor is it because of the Mailas HaYoshvimba that only somebody who lives in Eretz Yisrael he could receive smicha from somebody else. It's not a din in the stature of the person receiving it. It's a din that Eretz Yisrael is the place that represents the institutions of the Jewish people, the assembly of Bnei Yisrael, the Kahal. kind of maybe to take my unhelpful analogy from earlier, right, there are certain things that could only occur in the United States because they represent the main institutions of the United States. Okay, so you might say it's incoherent to have a Supreme Court which sits outside of the continental United States. Because how could it be the court system for the United States if it's not on its land? So for also for B'nai Israel, the status which represents the kol always has to be something which emanates from the kol itself, and a condition of the kehila is the initial boundaries of Eretz Israel. Okay, so that's our overview of the concepts on Hedjan Nohagas Baratz of Chutz Laretz. So just very briefly, we explored the relationship between the status of smicha and the implication of minui dayanim. Okay, a lot of makoros that speak to a tight relationship between those two. We explored three shitos in what it means that Sanhedrin is noheges ba'aretz of v'chutz la'aretz. We explored three interpretations also of the restriction of dinei nefashos to either Eretz Yisrael or the Mikdash. And then finally, we examined the restriction of smicha to the land of Eretz Yisrael of Kibush Mitzrayim. Okay, so we'll pick up next week with Chazar Shir on dinim of B'nai Yisrael and dinim of B'nai Noach.